So this is why it's always worth just checking out dry riverbeds. Look, animal tracks. See these? That's where it scurried across the soft ground, left an imprint, and then gone off again to the leaves. Look, this is a really clear one here. And that's more than likely going to be deer. You see that heart shape to it. But around here, that probably means whitetail.
If there are more tracks around here, it'd be a good place to set a trap.
Really obvious game trail all the way down to the water. You see that? And you don't ideally want to set a trap where they're drinking. That's where the animals are often most aware. You want to try and catch them en route there. Okay, this one, I'm going to set the tripwire.
I'm going to make a simple snare using paracord, some wood, and a ring from my backpack.
Okay, that is it set. And the idea is an animal comes along, knocks this tripwire, that releases this ring, that little bit of wood triggers, flips up, and this bit of wood attached to the deadfall weight shoots up, pulling this noose tight, hopefully around the animal's hoof and up off the ground. That's the theory anyway. Let's give it a test. Animal comes along, foot in there, triggers a tripwire, and it's caught around this.
My trap is set. Now to head downwind and wait. In my next challenge,
that looks a wild boar.
I'm doing battle with a feisty foe.